Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
First, what has the last 24 hours been like for you?
Crazy. Obviously, I got the call right around midnight last night. Wave of emotions, kind of in shock. And then regular scheduled routine this morning. I got up at 6:30 to go skate and stuff. Didn't get much sleep last night. But this morning, it's turned into a lot of excitement. So I think there's a good opportunity for me here, and I'm ready to prove that I can play in an elevated role for extended time. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
That excitement, I'm sure, like you said, a lot of it probably comes from the idea of playing with a player like Rasmus Dahlin or Owen Power. How much does that factor into that excitement and, you know, the prospect of that?
Yeah, for sure. It's funny, honestly, they're one of my favorite teams to watch just because of Rasmus and Owen. And obviously, they're a little bit more skilled than me, but I like to think offensively I can learn some stuff from them and implement it into my game. So they're always a fun team for me to watch, and playing alongside one of them sounds even better. So,
hi, Michael. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. One of the things in Utah, you really showed your versatility over 82 games this season. How will that help you step into the lineup in Buffalo?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, I got to earn it still and have a good camp and stuff like that. But I think I just had a lot of experience this year up and down and playing against top players, playing against maybe third or fourth line guys, and just learning how to manage the game and manage all different types of players and things like that, defending types, different types of players. So I'm excited. I think I'm a big guy that can move, and I think I'm good two ways. So there's a lot of ways that I can impact the game, and I'm hoping this opportunity for me here helps me take off a little bit, and I'm really excited.
And I know this is still, you know, what, about 15, 18 hours old, but have you had conversations yet about what your role will or could be with the Sabres, or are you still packing your bags at this point?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll keep that behind closed doors, but obviously, like you said, I want to earn the opportunity and earn the right to play high up in the lineup and be an impactful player for the organization, and I think that's how they see me. I think they see me with a lot of potential, and I played well when I had a lot of opportunity this year, so I think the goal is just to carry that over and keep getting better.
Hey, Michael, John Scott from the NBC affiliate here in Buffalo. You mentioned you believe Rasmus and Owen are more of a skilled defenseman compared to you. How would your style of play, though, complement players like them?
Yeah, it's really exciting because I think I have the skill to help get them the puck and obviously my shot's probably one of my best attributes. So if they can set me up for good looks, I can hopefully bury. But I can skate with them, and I think I move the puck pretty well, but also bring that defensive side, be reliable for one of those two guys, hopefully, and kind of give them a steady Eddie partner that plays good defensively, plays hard, boxes out, and can kind of get them the puck and let them play their game.
You've heard a lot from guys like Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff that this team, they want them to be harder to play against. We've seen your physicality actually against the Sabres. Where do you think that part of your game is in terms of the not being afraid to get dirty and scrap it up?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of my game the last few years and why I've become a better player, I think. I think defensively I've slowly become harder to play against since I signed pro, and that's one thing I really want to take pride in this year. Even going into the year before the trade, there's a lot of talk about being consistently hard to play against all the time, and I got to thank the people at USA Hockey with World Championships. I think those games did a lot for me to play in those high pressure games and play in a kind of a defensive role there. And I think it was really good experience for me, and I'm excited to keep that going. And honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of fighting, but I like to think I'm a good teammate, good locker room guy. And when it has to happen, it has to happen. I'm 6'5". I got to stand up for myself, for my teammates. So something I'm not afraid to do for sure. And I think there's still a lot of value that in that in hockey today. You police the game, you help your team in any way you can, and that's another way you can do it.
Hi, Michael. I have a two-part question for you. First of all, I want to take you back to December 7th, I believe. You had a pretty good game here in Buffalo. I think maybe you like this arena. In the second period, you started off with a fight against Beck Malenstein, then you scored a goal, and then you set up Schmaltz right before the end of the period for an assist. How much fun was that game for you to play here in Buffalo? And number two, how well did you get to know Tage Thompson while you're with Team USA?
Yeah. The Gordie Howe hat trick is probably the highlight, one of the highlights of my career so far. So it was really fun. I was joking with Tage actually at Worlds that that's like my favorite arena to play in. I scored my first NHL goal there too. So there's a lot of good memories in that arena so far. So maybe it was meant to be. And obviously at Worlds, I honestly, Tage was in our group a lot. He knows Keller, who's I'm pretty close with in Utah, just from being out in AZ in the summers. And I played against his brother a little bit growing up, so I knew the name for a long time. Great guy, awesome player. I already talked to him today a little bit on FaceTime, so we're both really excited. We got along really well at Worlds, so it's going to be fun to be a part of.
Who shoots harder, you or Tage?
I got to give it to Tage right now, but I was joking with him at Worlds. I said you couldn't have let me have the record for a little bit longer. I had it for like a day, and then Tage broke it. So no, but it's really fun, and I think we got a little chemistry going at Worlds too. So hopefully we can carry that over to the year.
Hi, Michael. Two things. How well do you know Devin Levi? I think you were teammates when he was injured, and just. You know, you were a sixth round pick. You paid a lot of dues in the AHL. Just what happened over those 3-4 years in the minors that allowed you to kind of reach your potential and maybe exceed it, I guess?
So I played with Dev at Northeastern. He, like you said, he was hurt most of that year. He didn't play a lot, if at all, for us. Great kid, extremely hard worker. I'm excited to talk to him. I haven't even reached out to him yet, so it's just been a busy last few hours, obviously. But he's an unbelievable goalie, so it'll be cool to be reunited with him. And I got my first NHL goal on him, so I can give him a little crap about it a little bit more often now. And what was the second part? Sorry, about just the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, just the time in the AHL and how. Yeah. It allowed you to develop, and I guess the transformation, I guess.
Yeah, I think the Oilers organization did a really good job with me. When I signed, to be completely honest, I probably should have played one more year of college. I wasn't probably quite ready. I was still pretty lanky, skinny, underdeveloped, but I think it was also really good for me too, my first few years, because I struggled a little bit, and it just was extra motivation for me to go home in the summers and work hard. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. I was just a tall, lanky guy, kind of a late bloomer, and I just needed a few extra years in the gym to get my body ready. And, I was kind of tagged as not a great skater. And as I got stronger and stronger, my skating became good again. I was a good skater when I was little. And I think that was kind of the biggest thing, was just keep working on my skating and strength off the ice over the years. I just needed a little more time. And then my last year in Bakersfield, obviously it went really well. I scored a lot and got a good opportunity there. So I think it was just more, I was a late bloomer, and, you know, I like to think I'm a very hard worker. I mean, sixth round pick, you don't see too many guys in the league nowadays. So I pride myself on that hard work and being relentless in that sort of aspect of the game in the gym in the summer, on the ice in the summer, and just keep getting better and trying to be better every day.
Hi, Michael. Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News here. You mentioned it briefly. Take me back to the first goal. A good game for the Coyotes, like the Utah team had a good game here last year. Tell me your memories of that first goal against Devin.
Yeah. There was a little turnover at the blue line or something. And I believe Logan Cooley picked it up. And I kind of just saw the opportunity, jumped into the play. And I was actually using new sticks that game, and I kind of fanned on the shot, and it went 5-hole on Dev. I don't like to admit it, but I'll give it to Dev now that I'm a saver. But yeah, I just remember the relief. I think it had been 20-something games I hadn't scored yet, and I scored a lot in the minors the year before, so I was kind of like, when's it going to come? And I had a lot of good looks in that brief stint the year before. And yeah, it was just a relief. I got scratched the game before, actually, in Boston. It was kind of heartbreaking. First time I was going to play in Boston, so I was really excited for the game. And luckily, I got a good look there from Cools. And yeah, luckily, it went by Levi.
And I'd be interested in your brief scouting report on Josh Doan, what he's going to bring to this team.
Yeah, Josh, unbelievable person, first and foremost. I think every locker room can use a person like Josh Doan. He's talker, loves to be around the guys. And then I think he's kind of a cool story, too. He was didn't get drafted his first year, went in the second round his second year, but obviously the hockey family, similar, extremely hard worker, played really well in the minors when he was in the minors, lit it up. Great release, great shot. Honestly, one of the most underrated sticks I've seen, stripping guys, poke-checking guys for a forward. So that's something that if he keeps hunting pucks, he can get on the forecheck, he can cause turnovers. And I think with a little bit more experience, he's going to start scoring some goals. So it's exciting that he's coming with me. We live together in Utah, too, so it's exciting.
Hey, Michael, just looking at the Utah perspective, what did it mean to you to be part of the first season out in Salt Lake? And I don't know if you had a message for the fans who were pretty upset to see you go last night.
Yeah, good to see you. Obviously, sucks, but it's exciting as well. Yeah, it was unbelievable first season. It was something I'll never forget. It's kind of special to be part of a team's first year. The fan support was crazy. Obviously, even just with me personally, they were so good to me throughout the year. But they're in good hands. Everybody in that locker room is a great guy. That's probably the hardest part for me. I get a little emotional talking to Cools and Kells and stuff. That's the tough side of the game. You're going to miss your best friends. But yeah, I have nothing but thanks for Ryan and Chris and everybody in the organization. It was a really special first year for me, and I really kind of launch pad myself this year into earning a good opportunity here in Buffalo. So it's sad, but it's also exciting.
And going off the Doan question, how does that make the transition easier, if at all? Like you said, you guys were roommates, and will the two cats and the dog be making their way to Buffalo with you guys as well?
Yeah, we'll have to. I haven't talked to Josh about Hank yet, but we're planning on living together for sure still. So that does make things a little bit easier to have one of your best buddies coming with you. So it's a little unique. That doesn't happen every day. But yeah, I'll definitely make it easier. And like these guys were talking, I know Dev a little bit. I know Tage from Worlds, and a few years ago I played golf with them, stuff like that. And Jason Zucker was in AZ with me too. So there's some familiar faces, so it won't be too hard of a transition. Obviously, I'm an East Coast kid too, so that's the exciting part about it. But yeah, it's hard to see. It's hard to say bye to those guys today for sure.
I wanted to know what kind of when you had your postseason meetings with Utah and coaches, what did they want you working on this summer that now you got to carry over to take it to Buffalo?
Yeah, I'd say even me, myself, I feel like I'm pretty self-aware. It was a lot of talking about just being more consistent. I think my peaks this season were really, really high. I showed a lot of potential. And there were some ups and downs, and I think basically I just want to go more like this instead of riding the wave a little bit. And then just keep being mean physically. I think I've started to develop it the last few years, just being hard to play against. I use my reach and my skating well to be hard to play against. And I think the next step is being a little bit meaner, boxing out harder all the time, stuff like that. And I've gotten better with it. And that's just something I want to keep improving. I think on the offensive side, I understand that side of the game. I get it. I know what my limits are, what I can do. So I think just keep growing that defensive side of my game, and it'll help me as a player a lot.
And one more thing. Have you gotten a scouting report on what it's like to play for Lindy Ruff yet?
I have not. He was joking with me today saying camp will be hard. I said, that's no problem. I'll come in shape. But I didn't even talk to Tage about it honestly yet. I talked to him a little bit earlier today, just joking around about worlds and stuff like that. But no, it'll be all good. I'm pretty easy. I'm coachable. I want to get better. And that's the thing with me. I'll put the work in. So as long as I earn my chance, it'll go well.
I wanted to kind of ask what your, you know, you've bounced around a lot between getting traded once and then the franchise relocates and now you get traded again. I'm curious, you know, what your perspective is on hopefully trying to carve out a place where you can, you know, be here for a number of years. Like, are you open to kind of hanging out here for a while?
Yeah. Obviously I don't want to say anything crazy. It's only been 12 hours or whatever, but I'm an East Coast kid. It's close to home for me. Hour flight from my mom and family out here. So that's really important to me. That was something I was really excited about when I got the news that it was Buffalo right away. And yeah, it's never fun bouncing around, leaving friends, leaving teammates, leaving the chef, you know, in Utah, everybody, the whole staff. I was close with the whole staff. So it's disappointing. And yeah, so it makes it even more of a reason, you know, I want to succeed here. I want to be a part of the solution here. Just talking to Tage about it, Tage had nothing but good things to say about Buffalo. And I think the potential of the team's huge. So it's just about finding my fit in the team and keep earning that opportunity every day. And yeah, I'd love to stick around. I'm an East Coast guy, like I said, and it's really nice to be close to home, and I've always been out west my whole career, so it's really exciting.
You mentioned you were up early this morning training. Where are you training, and who are you training with?
Yeah, I'm in New Hampshire in the summers. I'm right on the border of New Hampshire and Mass. I grew up in New Hampshire. So I skate in Haverhill, Massachusetts, small group of guys. Cooper Flinton just signed with Tampa Bay. My brother skates with me. Joe and Jake Dunlap, college kids. We've got a small group like that I do for skills. And then I go down and skate with a bunch of the NHL guys at Warrior in Boston a few times a week too. So I got a pretty good setup here. I work out with that small group I was just talking about. So yeah, I got a good little group here, got a good skills coach. So just keep pushing and keep getting better.
The experience of winning at Worlds, what was that like to, you know, on that stage, be a part of a team that won a gold medal, just having not had a ton of playoff experience in your career?
Yeah, I think in the minors, I played a little bit in the playoffs. And obviously, I haven't got to do it in the NHL yet. But Worlds honestly just fueled the fire to play in big games like that. I never really played for USA other than the last 2 years at Worlds. So, and last year at Worlds, we lost in the quarters. This year, I had a little bit bigger role, obviously. And just like the pressure of the games, every shift counts, every puck touch counts. And I think that experience was really good for me. Obviously, I was playing in a more of a defensive role, and I think learning how to do that and be shut down and manage the puck was really good for my game, because I can play offensively. I know what I can do on that side of the game. So I learned a lot about myself, a lot about what it takes to win in those high pressure games. And it was an unbelievable experience, obviously being that team that kind of breaks that long curse. And it's something, it's probably my coolest hockey memory so far, winning that gold medal. So, but I think it really helped me mature as a player and helped me realize what it takes to win at this high level. Obviously the NHL is a little bit higher of a level, but I mean, when we played Sweden, there's a lot of good players out there. So Switzerland, I know there's not a ton of NHL regulars, but they're a good hockey team and they know how to use the big ice. So it was really, really good experience.
Just, you spoke about being part of the solution here in Buffalo. What are the challenges and maybe opportunities that come with, you know, having been in this situation with Arizona and knowing that, you know, there is a lot of eyes and urgency to win and to turn this thing around?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it's a regular in the NHL. Everybody wants to win, right? There's always pressure. I think we felt the pressure in Utah a little bit this year. Obviously, towards the end, we were in the mix a little bit. I know St. Louis kind of ran away with it. But it was really, really good experience to be in those games, kind of like I was just talking about, pressure situations, pressure games where every puck touch matters a little bit more. And yeah, a lot of eyes on you. But as a hockey player, you want those eyes on you. You want to be the difference maker. You want to be the guy that helps the team get over the hump. And am I going to do it in a little bit of a different way than Dahlin and Thompson? For sure. But I think I can be a valuable asset to a winning team. And like I just was talking about Worlds, I think Worlds was another good experience where playing those high pressure games, you got a lot of eyes on you. It means a lot. And I think that experience will help me too in Buffalo.
Is it different going to a team on the rise than it would be if you had landed on a team that's been in the playoffs?
I don't know necessarily. I think my approach is the same. I want to win. It was fun winning at Worlds. It's fun to be a winner. It's always more fun when you're winning. But I think my mindset's the same. I got to be hard to play against defensively. I got to use my skating to create plays offensively and defensively. So I think my approach is pretty similar. But yeah, you want to be one of those guys that's part of the solution. And obviously I know a lot of guys in that room, and I think there's a lot of talent here, and there's no reason we can't turn it around pretty quick. And talking to Tage a little bit already, and I haven't reached out to any of the other guys. I talked to Zucks a little bit because I was with him in AZ, but I think there's a really good opportunity for our team this year to make a push.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.